morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning, Salem. Hello, you're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. News that you can use on this Monday and every day. We're here to encourage, educate, engage you with news that you can use together on this 28th day of September. Hello, I'm Stacy Ann. And oh my goodness, I hope you had a good weekend. Trust that you did. And now getting back into the routine of the new normal. Well, I don't even like to use that word, but trying to get back to business as usual. And many of the parents that I visited with in regards to school and a school routine, everything is so different this year. Going some days to school, some days online, you know, trying to figure all of that out. And I trust that you guys are all doing well. And one thing is for sure. We are learning together, aren't we? We're all growing and we're learning to overcome. And so my whole feeling for today was that we needed encouragement. We need to hear stories of revelation and ways that we can be better and encourage one another and continue to roll up our sleeves and be the community that we are, the good Oregonians that we are. And I'm encouraged. I'm proud to say that so many of us are making a difference and we're helping one another. And I'm inspired by the stories, and there are many of them. And so when I came across this in my email, I get these little minutes of inspiration from John Maxwell. When they come through my email box, I'm inspired to share them with you. They're just a couple minutes long. Maybe you'll be encouraged by this as well. Here's John Maxwell.
Hi, John Maxwell today. Welcome to Minute with Maxwell. The word today is overcome. There's a difference between being overcome and overcoming. I can become overcome by the fact that I've got a lot of pressure, I got a lot of things to do, and after a while I just become exhausted thinking about the schedule, and I'm checking it off, but I'm not getting there. And I realize that I'm moving backwards slowly and I'm not getting to where I am, and I become overcome by pressures and stuff. But the word overcome can also mean that I got over all those things. I climbed out of the pile of all the stuff, and all of a sudden I become the king or the queen of the mountain. Here's what I know about overcoming. Two things. One is you have to believe that you can overcome. It really is centered in a belief that you can, no matter what the challenge or what the problem, you can come out on top. Number two is I have to take action. No one has overcome anything great by thinking about it, hoping to do it, having good intentions. We have to take action. I don't know today what has kind of been maybe beating you up or perhaps making you feel like it was overcoming you, but whatever it is, look at it differently today. One, say, I believe that I can overcome this area. And number two, I'm going to take action to start that process. If you do those two things, you will become an overcomer instead of a person that is overcome by the pressures of life. My name's John Maxwell. Thanks for joining me today on Minute with Maxwell.
No better words from John Maxwell encouraging you and I to be an overcomer. You know, I've been asked many times, how come I use Mandisa songs in my intro and in my outro of my show every day? Because I really believe that we need to focus on the positive, that we can do exactly that. We can have the belief that we can overcome, and two, we can take action to make sure that we overcome. And this show today is a very special show. I want to encourage you. There's so much that we've been walking through each and every day in the last year. Really, 2020 came around, and then we had that leap day. I think it kind of messed us all up. What do you think? And It's so easy to get overwhelmed by what we're facing each and every day, but I am of the firm belief that you and I, we are overcomers. And so I wanted to dig a little deep with that today, and I invited my friend Karen Moss to join me in the conversation today, and I'm so glad to have her here in the studio. Karen, welcome to the morning show.
Good morning, Stacey.
How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing very well. Yes, I am.
Yeah, every time I encounter Karen, it's like the joy of the Lord is her strength. She is super, super fun and super kind and generous, and I'm so glad to have you as my friend.
Thank you, Stacey. Right back at you, girl.
It's been fun to listen to your stories. You've been so good over the last few weeks since the fire hit to give me an update on what's been going on in your life and impacting those around. And you have such a spirit of going and ministering and being present in people's lives from the smallest details to big things. And I just appreciate that about you, Karen. Thank you. Talk to us a little bit about what's been going on. You know, you found out there's a fire. You find out personally you might be affected in that your camper and your camping spot may be at risk. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Yes, well, I had a call from a friend that has been actually had a site up there at Taylor Park, my friend Dale, for 30 years, and he said, Karen, one day, you know, several days into the fire, anyway, it would last, you know, the date. And he said he could, someone reported hearing propane tanks blow up all over the park. Mm-hmm. And we've heard that, you know, it's pretty well gone, Taylor Park. And it's been such a great place. My husband grew up down there. Mm-hmm. His family had a site there when he was a kid. That was a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And I've had a site there for 4 years. And so it's been such a pleasure to go there. But I think it's gone. But, you know, I can't feel bad about that because so many people have lost their homes and their lives and loved ones' lives. And it's so devastating, all of this. People that can't breathe, I encourage you all to breathe essential oils. It'll help you. Lemon, eucalyptus, and peppermint are really good deep blend, or just one of them would help. So
I know,
anyway.
I know that it's been such a shock to so many people who've been in this area, who've been raised in this area, and having been away and then coming back. The day that the fire, Monday, Labor Day, I was down at Silver Falls with my daughter and her boyfriend, and we were touring all around and walking down into the canyon and hiking and doing all the things that you do there. And I could tell in the afternoon, it was probably about 4:30 or so, and we were quite a ways in. I'm like, something's going on. The trees, I could hear, it was kind of hazy a little bit. I like, something isn't right. Let's start heading back and figuring out what this is. And I hadn't been really in tune of how close really the fires had been in the Detroit Lake area and the Jefferson Wilderness and some of those things. And as we got up and higher and higher and higher, you could see that indeed it was hazy and the wind was blowing and it's like something isn't right. And by the time we got back to Salem, a lot of the trees and the clay area and different things had branches down the road. And I'm thinking, man, if I was on my motorcycle, this would be dangerous coming around that corner and boom. And it was already with my car dangerous. I had to get around all that stuff. And so I can't imagine these families that they, by the time they were got, someone alerted them or they figured it out at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, and all they could do is grab what they could and their animals and things and get out of there. Some of the stories now, maybe you know some of these stories where people survived because they were in the water all night, you know, things like that. There's some incredible things that people have overcome, you know, and loss of life, loss of livestock and family, precious, precious, cats and dogs and all of those things, and let alone their livelihood and their memories. You know, many people have precious memories in their home, you know, and years and generations. So we're walking through now, a couple weeks after the incident of when this all happened, people are unpacking some of this emotion and the trauma, and they're telling their stories. And you've had a chance to go down and be with people right away. You went down to the fairgrounds. Talk to me a little bit of the kinds of things that you saw.
Well, the thing that really tugged on my heart so much was when someone would drive up and, you know, they'd finally learned from someone to come to the fairgrounds for some help. And the Red Cross was set up there in Marion County. And, you know, there's lots of volunteers. It was kind of confusing and all that, and, you know, but people would come up to me because I always make eye contact. Mm-hmm. And so I would engage people right away when they first arrived and ask what's going on for them. And you know, they just had questions that no one could answer. The one that was so hard was, do you have a list? I need to know if my grandmother made it. Mm. And my heart broke for him because here's this beautiful young man, loves his grandma, and she had apparently agoraphobia.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, yeah, I don't know. And I just had to look at him and say, honey, I don't know. But, you know, I'm here to listen, but that's all I could do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then, of course, we were setting people up in motels and hotels, which the Red Cross is great at.
Yes, and then all the people that were bringing their animals to the fairgrounds and all the volunteers that, that stepped up and said, we'll help walk, we'll help clean, we'll help, you know, organize. And a lot of those pets and animals now have either, they've been able to start returning them as the levels are dropping and things are starting to change. And with the fire, and of course, with the weather getting better and the rain, it is interesting. But some of those animals also are being fostered out. But just all the way around, to see the community step up and add so much value, to really particularly come alongside these families that are going through so much, just the helplessness and the unknowing. I mean, it's that human heart and that compassion in our heart that we want to make sure, indeed, people know that they're loved, they're of value, and that they matter, right? It really is where we're at today. And our topic today is overcomer, being an overcomer, having the belief that you and I can overcome. And I think of the scripture, and I believe it's in Revelation, that talks about we are overcome by the word of our the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And it's so important that we share our stories and we share our testimony and we talk about where we were before and the change that happened in our life. And then out of that, out of the ashes, you know, we're beauty for ashes. What do you think there?
Well, one of my favorite scriptures is in Revelation, and it's right at the end of that paragraph where it talks about the marriage supper, you know, and it says the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So when you give your testimony to someone, it's a prophetic thing saying Jesus can do it again.
Mm-hmm.
That's what testimony means. Jesus can do it again by the word of your testimony. Mm-hmm. It can happen more for everybody.
And the beautiful thing about the scripture and the life and testimony of Christ is if all you ever do, if you've never cracked open a Bible, and you do, and you open up the Bible and you go to hopefully it's an older Bible that has the red letters. If all you ever did was read the red letters, that's what Jesus actually said. If that's all the reading you ever did in your Bible, you will hear him say, greater works. You will do greater works than what I even did here on earth. And I believe we're walking into a time of greater works. We're going to see some pretty miraculous things. Friends, I know people whose houses survived miraculously when all around the houses and everything else burnt, but their house didn't. I'm hearing these testimonies of people surviving in the river. There's no explanation. They should have been gone either by the wind or by the embers or whatever. And the funny part is then there's a beer floating down the river too. So there, I mean, it's like, how do you even spiritually put that into a religious context, you know? But I think it's awesome. I think it's absolutely incredible. We live in an amazing life. What are we going to open our eyes to? We have a choice to choose life or choose death, blessing or cursing. And in this time, it's difficult. Indeed, it's difficult. And we recognize that, but what are we going to do about it? And I'm so glad you're listening in today and you're encouraging me by listening. Hopefully you're being encouraged. Hopefully you'll pass this good word on. Karen and I want to be of encouragement to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. So glad to have you tune in, my friend. We'll be back after this.
good morning.
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day.
Good morning, Salem. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. News that you can use on this Monday. And every day we're here to encourage, educate, engage, and empower you with news that you can use. And don't forget, access our website at kslm.news. So excited about all the things we have coming around the corner, including starting October 1st. We're going to 2 hours in the morning show. Yes, I'm excited and a little nervous. We've tried it out a little bit already when we first got through the fire, but I'm going to need your guys' participation. And when we go to 2 hours, I definitely want you to be calling in and checking in with us. Now, I want to tell you today, this is a pre-recorded show because I'm traveling back from Arkansas. So if you call in today, you won't be able to get me live. Starting October 1st, we'll go 2 hours. So excited about that. So as we continue to bring encouragement to you on this Monday, I want to say this, that your stories in meeting you, and you know I've said this before, that when we go out and about, we go to find treasures, but not treasures and stuff. We want to find people, and we want to hear their stories, and we want to connect with them, and we want to connect to provide good things in our community and network, and all of us working together for a better Oregon, right? And just around the corner, we have a big election. It's world-changing. Certainly going to change Oregon. We have an opportunity, and the power is in the vote. And if you don't believe so, you know, by 7 votes is when Governor Brown got in all those years ago. Do you know she's almost been in for 30 years? 30 years. So when you hear the rhetoric of some of these incumbents that have been in forever and there's been no change, maybe we should do something a little different, right? And that's my prayer, and hopefully that's your prayer today. But no matter where you're at today, know that you can make a difference. No matter what you're looking at, what you're facing, you are an overcomer. I firmly believe that. We just got to take action and rest in it and move towards that as well. Don't you agree? Well, Karen Moss is in the studio with me, and I'm so excited to have her here. And we're continuing the conversation about just life and the things that obstacles that come our way. And her and her husband particularly have been impacted by the fire. Now, it wasn't their personal home, as they live here in Salem, but their camping spot, their recreation spot, their sweet little place that they would go and bring people out. In fact, Terry and I are invited to go out to dinner, and now we didn't get that opportunity, but we'll do it another. Maybe we'll have you over to our place, and we'll pretend like we're camping or whatever, right, Karen?
Yeah.
But they've lost their in the fire, and a lot of people have. And we're in this regard, a lot of us are in it together, and we're trying to encourage one another. And Karen, in your sweet spirit, right after we met, you invited me over to your house, and we had a nice little lunch, and you shared some things for me, and you kind of have this creative side of you and this creative spirit that I just absolutely are drawn to. And one of the things you showed me was this memory treasure book thing.
Yeah.
And how you put these together and you make them real specific to the people that God says, make one of these for. And I can't seem to get it out of my head, these little beautiful little books. Talk to us a little bit about this and the idea that you got. What it is even.
Yes. Well, it's the artist in me coming out as an older woman, and it's lace craft. My friend Autumn, the one that's staying with me, is an artist and an antiques dealer. And I first saw one of these when she created one. It was so beautiful. I just went for it, and I've done about 40 of them now. And they can be small, big, you know, many pages, just a few pages, but it's basically, I like to make them represent and reflect the person that I'm making them for. So if you are a redhead like you are, and you wear that green so beautifully, and I notice that you're wearing green, when I make a book for you, I'll be sure to include green because I know that's something you love. And so you know, and I have one friend, my friend Letitia, she's a hairdresser, and her favorite color is iridescent.
Oh, I love it.
You know, so I went out and bought all this stuff with little iridescence to it, you know. And so, you know, and I have a dear friend that, Ellie, a nurse who took care of me when I had such difficult times after my husband's death. And so as a thank you to her, I made a book, and it was quite large, and it became quite prophetic, the book did. It actually represented so well who Ellie was. The first page, you pull on this ribbon, and it says prayer, warrior.
Nice.
And those two pieces stuck together. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to remove. It was an accident that they stuck together.
Wow.
And, you know, praying hands on a card and then this metal piece that said warrior and they stuck. And I thought, perfect. It's perfect. Mm-hmm. And the whole book was prophetic. And Ellie said, you have to write this down, which I did. And, you know, they're not all that powerful, but there's love there and there's thought. And it's the Lord is good. He kind of makes them prophetic in a way.
Well, and I think that there's a need for that kind of craft and those kinds of gifts for individuals to remind them not of who they are, who other
yes.
people see them to be. And for me, I'm thinking of my granddaughters and I'm thinking of how I can leave a legacy for them
yes.
and I am not crafty. I will tell you, I am not crafty, but I'm creative, but I'm not crafty. But maybe you could help me. Maybe
I
we
can help
set
you.
Up a class. I need lots of help.
You need but, to come to my studio.
Yes, so you're in mine today.
Yeah.
So we'll
come right.
to your studio.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll post pictures later on. But
that's
I,
right.
I've been compelled and been thinking about my grandchildren and leaving a legacy for them. And what could I leave in their little book that they would always remember Grammy by? You know,
right.
and be special to them and draw them to our maker, our creator God.
Yes,
you know, those
yes,
kinds of things.
These books are very religious.
Mm-hmm.
If I have a Catholic friend, I'll put Catholic memorabilia in the
mm-hmm.
book.
Mm-hmm.
If I have a Hispanic Catholic friend, mm-hmm. I'll have a little bit of Spanish
mm-hmm.
in there. And so, and little things like little plastic doves for the Holy Spirit
mm-hmm.
and crucifixes
mm-hmm.
and, you know,
mm-hmm.
all kinds of things. And your handwriting
yes.
is what your granddaughters need. They
yes.
need a blessing from you
right.
written in your hand
right.
to them on the, like on the backs of the pretty cards
yes.
that I poke in the pockets.
Yes.
You know, they're copies of Victorian calling cards, so they're really pretty.
Yes.
And they represent friendship and fellowship and connection. The calling cards were carried by Victorians prior to telephones, and they would bring them. It was like they're the size of business cards,
mm-hmm.
but the beauty with the floral and the birds and
mm-hmm.
the hands and the beauty of them is amazing, and it's called chromolithography. So I just color copy them and, you know,
I
cut them out,
it.
and it's... You know, it's a tradition.
And so they would use these calling cards. I remember in
yeah.
middle school, we had calling cards, too. We folded up notes, remember? And all
yeah.
those fun little, and then we threw them across the
oh,
way.
Oh, yes, those.
Before texting. Yeah, remember those,
yeah.
too?
Yeah, those
you know?
Things.
Yep, and the notes that you would get. Do you like me? Mark yes.
Yes.
But, you know.
There you go. That's right.
That's my experience with those kinds of things. Like, we've come a long ways. Now you just send a text or you
yes.
tag them in a picture or whatever on social media. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We're having fun today. Thank you for being a part of it. We'll be back after this.
Good morning. It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day. This morning. Stepping on my way. Good morning. Give me strength to give me just what I need. And I can feel the hope that's rising in me. Good morning.
Good morning, Salem. Thank you for tuning in on this Monday. And every day, we are KSLM Reliable News Talk Radio. So glad to have you along. Want to remind you to be sure to send us your public service announcements. And anything you have coming up, we'll add it to our community calendar and help partner promoting it. Send it to me, email stacy@ksl.com/news. Share with your friends and family. Like us on Facebook at KSLM Radio. Remind folks that we're streaming live 24/7, 365 at ksl.com/news. Glad to have you along for the ride this morning. We're having a wonderful time and conversation talking about Overcomer. I want to first thank our morning show sponsor, Bill Sunderland with Country Financial Sunderland Agency. Thank you, Bill, for being a sponsor. And if you need insurance, if you're looking for someone to help you with your finances and developing a plan, maybe you're looking for an estate plan, something like that, he can help you with it. Give him a call, 503-885-0780. 1-800-799-7889. As we continue the conversation this morning about Overcome, we're talking about personal stories, particularly around this fire and how our communities really stepped up. And during that time, those first few days where it was pretty intense, I was so tickled. My friend Karen, who's in the studio with me today, thank you, Karen, for joining me. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
It was, you know, you really were such an encouragement to me in that you would call and give me updates on what's going on. And this is what's going on at the fairgrounds, and this is what they need. And I was able to relay those things. I think you even called in on the show and talked to us. And I so appreciate that. And one of the things you said right away was, I want to open up my home to someone who's lost theirs or needs a place to stay or displaced or whatever. And give us an update on that. Have you been able to find someone to take you up on that? And what's their story?
I was actually right away. My dear friend Autumn and her daughter, she's a single gal, and, mm-hmm. and her daughter's 14. And I've known her, oh, I don't know, 10, 12 years. Mm-hmm. And she lives in Mount Angel, and the smoke there was worse for a period of time after mm-hmm. the fires. Mm-hmm. I don't remember exactly how many days she stayed with me, but 12, 14 days. It was quite a period of time mm-hmm. because the air quality, you know, was mm-hmm. so bad. So mm-hmm. we diffused our essential oils and good. Tucked in and, you know, ate good and, you know, had fun and enjoyed it.
Got through it. It sounds
I love it.
Almost like
I love having company.
It sounds almost like a retreat more than
that's
anything.
Right.
And that's the beauty of it. We can turn these difficult times around and look at it as an opportunity potentially to reset, reflect, all of that.
Yeah, we were giving each other massages and eating really good and taking vitamins and, mm-hmm. you know, worshiping and yeah. It's just so good to be together.
Right.
It just is. We need to be together.
Well, and there's so many stories that I've been hearing about families that, you know, there's several people that had their campers that are for recreation, like in the Detroit Lake area. I know a couple people who have slips for their boats, and they also have their camper up there, and they just go up on the weekends as a retreat and an escape. But there's also people that's where they live. They live in Fifth Wheels. That's what they do, and maybe they move around, or maybe they don't. But a lot of them don't have the insurance. They don't have the kinds of things that most of us have as a safety net or a net to catch us if there's a crisis or whatever. And we're working, friends, just so that you know, we're working on a plan to come up with a day of giving where we can come up with some resources here through our nonprofit side of our radio station, where our sister station, where we can get those resources rounded up and be of help. And so if you are interested in donating towards that and would like to be of help to that, I'm excited about that. We're probably going to do a dedicated broadcast to that in the future. And so if you know families that have been impacted that need those kinds of helps too, certainly let me know. Send me an email, Stacey, Stacey, at KSLM.news. You know, you've been out down to the fairgrounds. You've been out and around. What do you think the biggest need is when you're hearing from these families?
Well, initially is the housing, because their homes are burnt. And so the Red Cross, you know, they're marvelous about hotels and motel rooms. That's a lot of money. So, you know, the Red Cross is a marvelous organization that way. And it takes a lot of effort to put a bunch of displaced people into rooms and then provide food and clothing. Mm-hmm. You know, they can't accept the secondhand clothing. Mm-hmm. So that's a little bit more red tape, you know. But, yeah, so basic needs.
Yes, and United Way has been outstanding. And I know that in fact, just earlier this week, we saw a group of people wildfire fighting from Montana. Their rigs were in our parking lot, and we went and talked to them. And I'm like, hey, I used to live in South Dakota. Montana's like a neighbor, you know. And they're like, well, actually, the rigs are from Montana. I'm from Albuquerque. I'm from Phoenix. I'm from Washington State. So these are contract laborers coming in to help. And I'm guessing that some of the extra federal funds that can help do that. But we said, how are you guys doing? And, wow, Oregonians, they're very hospitable. We're eating really good. They're taking great care of us. And that was such a good report.
Yes.
We know these things. We know these things. We're Oregonians. But to hear it from outsiders, because all they've been hearing in the media is riots and trouble in Portland and all of these things leading up to the fire. It is so good to be able to send them back with a good report, you know, of who we really are in Oregon. And And I think that's just an answer to prayer.
It is.
I think it's God showing people that, no, don't trust the media. Yes, that is something that is going on
that's right.
Portland.
there are good things.
But there is a good report. And
yes.
We are coming together. And so the lesson to be learned through this is, what are we going to do about it, right? What are we going to do about it? What are we going to do from this time forward? How are we going to rebuild? And the beautiful thing is, Karen, that I see is people being the church. Because, you know, with the lockdowns and all the mandates and the limits of how many people can be together, and we got to stay so many feet apart prior to the fires, many churches weren't even assembling. And if they were, it was rare. And if they were, it was certainly under different conditions, not like we were used to pre-COVID. And so now the church is the church out in the community. Some great things are happening, and certainly we're watching that across the country as I think there's a stir. Don't you see it?
Mm-hmm.
And as we're moving towards the election, I know the House of Prayer, which you're a part of, they're doing something pretty significant over this last week or so. Mm-hmm. They've launched something pretty big leading up to the election. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. Salem House of Prayer has launched a 60 days of prayer prior to the election.
Mm.
So they erected David's tent right inside the room where they have the Encounter God services. And they have been filling slots in there,
mm-hmm.
for people to come in. You can volunteer still. It's all the way up until election time. So The hope is to completely fill every slot so there's continuous worship, continuous prayer. And I have to tell you, it is a huge blessing if you go there and do that. There's something about going there and being obedient and doing it that God will bless you. I'm so thrilled for the opportunity to do that.
Well, and where,
on heaven.
Where are they located, the Salem House of Prayer?
Oh, they are on Liberty Street,
mm-hmm.
Between Shemeketa and Court.
Okay.
And you enter the House of Prayer in the alley where the cricket is.
Okay.
Yes, just around the corner from Whitlock's.
Okay.
Uh-huh, and the Catholic bookstore, Holy Family.
Okay,
yeah.
And so this is going on up until the election. Now, I will testify and believe that during the 30 days that they were down at the Capitol, you know, for yes, there were rallies and things, but pretty much it was peaceful down at the Capitol after everything had kicked off in those 30 days. And then that stopped and things got intense again in my thoughts. And so I think there is a need in this to occupy and to,
yes.
to worship and
yes.
to be a part of this. And I encourage, a couple weeks ago, Sean Foyt was in the area, led us worship down in the park. The awakening's been going on along the river. And that's been happening along with the House of Prayer. We've got a big effort. We encourage you to participate.
Pastor Don Finley on Sunday gave the most stirring message.
Mm-hmm.
I just loved it. And Don, he's so wonderful. He's always so politically correct. And he challenged on Sunday.
Mm.
He said, do you think that the government has a right to tell you not to worship, to gather and worship? And he read the First Amendment. And then he encouraged us through the Word. And then he read Psalm 150, how we are to praise God. Because when we don't praise him, darkness comes.
Mm.
We must bring the light of heaven to earth, or darkness takes over.
And an interesting thing, too, that Sean Foyt has pointed out, when the disciples came in with Jesus back into Jerusalem,
yes.
before crucifixion, and
yes.
they said, hey, why don't you control your disciples? And Jesus said, hey, if they don't praise me, you know, the rocks will cry out. And
yes.
so there's power in praise, and the enemy knows that.
Yes.
The enemy has to flee. He can't handle it. The enemy is a spiritual enemy of our soul. And we all know that this battle that we're in is not against flesh and blood. It's a spiritual battle. And if your eyes are not awoken to that yet, it's time to be woke up, because that's what we're in. And we need to stand together. We need to stand strong. We need to stand in prayer. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Monday and every day. We're having fun in fellowship today. So glad to have you along. We'll be back after this. News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. Together on this Monday, September 28th already. Can you believe it? Coming around the corner on October 1st, we're going to go to 2 hours in the morning show. Yes, from 7 a.m. to 9. It's going to be incredible. I'm a little nervous, but I know it'll be wonderful. Thank you for tuning in today and for all of your feedback, sending me notes, sending me messages on Facebook. You're also emailing me at Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y, at KSLM.news. Thank you so very much. Also want to do a shout out and thank you to Dave and Paige Smith, Realty One Group in Willamette Valley. They are ready to go above and beyond to serve you and your real estate needs. Be sure to give them a call, 503-939-7099. Continuing on with the conversation with Karen today, you know, she is a new friend, a treasure that I found in the community. We're out shopping and God brought us together, and we've been friends, fast friends ever since. She's been out helping during the fire and working, even opened up her home, took in a single mom and her teenage daughter in her home during this time. And she just has fun perspective, and she's a woman full of faith. She helps down at the Salem House of Prayer, and there's currently an event going on. They're having a prayer tent inside their prayer room up for the 60 days up until the nation votes. November 3rd is the big day. And so you can get involved. You can go in and soak and worship and be encouraged. And it's been going pretty good, huh, Karen?
Yes, it has.
Yes, it's been fun to see all the different individuals getting involved and participating. And you've been involved with the House of Prayer for a while now. It's effective, isn't it?
It is. And what a blessing it is to be a helper down there.
Mm-hmm.
What a blessing it is to go in on a scheduled time and just focus on God, worship, pray. They'll put music on for you. You can stand. I danced for 2 hours this morning, almost, you know, in between sips of water and, mm-hmm. you know, a little bit of rest, you know.
A lot of people are having a hard time because they can't get to the gym. They
right.
could just go down to the House of Prayer and dance
well,
and get their
you know,
workout, right?
I didn't think about that mm-hmm. when I first signed up, but today I'm going, you know, Lord, you're just so amazing because you make all things mm-hmm. work together for good. This is good for me at my age. I need this help.
It's good for
work.
Anybody at any age.
It's
and,
so good.
And it has been refreshing to watch our community. You know, we went through such a smoke-filled time, right? And before that, everybody was isolated with the pandemic and the masks, and everybody got to stay away because you might catch something. And then the smoke fills the air, and it's almost what we're walking through is of biblical proportions. Never before, I mean, I tell people this, 911 back in the day, it changed things quite a bit, you know, changed our procedure, certainly at the airport, and it changed things up. Now, here in Oregon, all these things that are going on, it's certainly changing things, and we don't know what the future holds. We really don't, but here's what we do know. We know the one who holds our future. And so with that, we stand in that strength of knowing who we are and whose we are, because our identity can be hidden in Christ. And if that's something that you resonate with you, my friends, and that's where you're at, that's great. If it's like nails on a chalkboard to you because you're like, holy cow, I don't believe that way, or I don't know enough, or whatever, I want to tell you this. For most of my life, I was 7 years old when I gave my life to Christ. And I was 13 when I decided to walk that out in faith. And I can tell you that God has been faithful. Now, has life given me lemons? Absolutely. Have I walked through some treacherous times? Absolutely. Have I been betrayed? Have people close to me that I thought were with me on my same team gone against me? Absolutely. All of those things, that's living life. So what are we going to focus on? Where are we going to keep our focus? We have an opportunity to keep our eyes on our Maker and our Creator, and trust that we're going to be okay. And I know I'm on my soapbox a little bit today and preaching a little bit, but the word will never return void. So I encourage you, my friends, to get a hold of me. If you need someone to pray with you, give me a call here at the studio, or you can even email me, Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y, at KSLM.news. I'd be glad to talk with you, share why I believe the way I do and what it's done for me. And as I'm sure Karen as well, you would be glad to talk to someone and share at the House of Prayer. Anybody there would be willing, right?
Yes, you bet. You bet. There's always someone down there. I found out today, I hope Eric doesn't mind me saying, but he goes down there at 3 a.m. 7 days a week, and he stays until 3 p.m. I had no idea until today. Like, Eric, wow.
Yes.
He's so awesome.
He's available. Yeah. I know that back in the day when I first started radio, I had the 9 till midnight shift in a small town in Spearfish, South Dakota, and I loved it. It was live, and a lot of people called in with prayer requests, things that were heavy on their heart, that kind of thing, and I could be in the moment with people. And these are people that may or may not have, cared about anything God thought. You know, it was just such an awesome opportunity, and that was like 30 years ago.
Wow.
And I know that there are people out there, even this morning, if you're listening and you're wondering, how can I get in contact, or I'm feeling alone or isolated, I'm telling you, you are, my friend, an overcomer. You will, this too will pass. Stay strong. Reach out to someone, family, friends, coworker. Reach out to us. We are here for you. There's no need to be overwhelmed. I know the circumstances can be overwhelming, but we have an action plan. You have an action plan. You are valuable. And so together we will overcome. Karen, I appreciate you being here with me today. Thank you so very much for your time. And I trust that we'll get to do this again soon. That sound good?
Yes, ma'am. You bet.
All right. You be blessed. And I encourage people to get connected with the Salem House of Prayer. They're on Facebook. You can also find them at www.salemhouseofprayer.org, and they're going to have 24/7 worship at the Salem House of Prayer until the election. You can give them a call at 503-589-9176. So excited to be back in the studio live tomorrow morning. You know what that means? Yes, I can take your phone calls again. You can join the conversation, and we are going to have a fabulous show tomorrow. Also, on the 1st of October, what's that, Thursday already? We're going to go to 2 hours. So excited to have a conversation for 2 hours. So that'll be, what, 2 or 3 cups of coffee? Well, whatever. We're so blessed to have you as our listener. And thank you for sharing with your friends and family that we have a live morning show right here in Salem. It's so exciting to be a part of this election cycle. This election is really going to make a difference, and you and I can make a difference, making sure that our friends and our families are registered to vote. Pretty soon, our voter pamphlet will be coming out just, I think, by this weekend, maybe even the first of next week. So we want to make sure that we're engaged in the process, that we know the issues, that we know how to ask the right questions of our friends and family. And certainly, as we go to 2 hours, we're going to have candidates on who have ability for you to call in and ask questions of your concern. And anything that you want to know, if there's a candidate you want to hear from, be sure to let me know. We'll get them on. We'll try to get them on the air and have you have that opportunity to ask them a question. Send me an email, Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y, at KSLM.news. Remember, my friends, over, under, around, or through, no matter what we're facing today, you and I are overcomers. Thank you for listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM.